Welcome to this episode of the Metal Verbalizers podcast. I'm Johan Verbalizer, and today I have a new great band to recommend, Undergang. Undergang is a death metal band. This band is from Denmark, and it was started in 2008. Or, like the band explained, Undergang was put into flesh in June 2008 in Copenhagen, Denmark. Before the band started in 2008, David had already started writing music for the band, while he was searching for other members. Nowadays, Undergang is a band consisting of four members, but when they started back in 2008, they were three members: David, Casper, and Anders. Undergang consisted of these three members up until the year 2016. This lineup was very active, and this resulted in them touring in Europe, USA, Japan, and Australia. I find this very impressive, considering that Undergang was a very new band and hadn't been active for very long. Yet they managed to tour Europe, USA, Japan, and Australia. However, in 2016, the bass player, Casper, left the band. As a side note here, I don't know why he left, but he did. Even though the band didn't have a bass player at this point, David and Anders did not stop writing for their next album, and kept working for the new album as a duo. Eventually, they got help from their American friend, named Sam Osborne, who played bass in Undergang between 2016 and 2018. Because of this, Undergang could record their next album, Misantropologi, and release it in 2017. To promote this release, Undergang did an American tour and then a European tour. During the tour in Europe, the lineup of Undergang was given a fourth member, the guitarist Mads. So this was the point where Undergang went from a three-member band to a four-member band. As I quickly mentioned earlier, Sam Osborne left Undergang in 2018. The reason was, as you might expect, logistics. Undergang being a Danish band in Denmark, and having an American member, eventually became a problem for logistical reasons, which made them realize that the band needed to part ways with Sam Osborne. They did, however, quickly find a replacement, a local friend of the band, Martin, who joined the band as the new bass player in 2018. This lineup, consisting of David, Anders, Mads, and Martin, has been active since then and still is as I'm recording now. As a band, Undergang is mainly influenced by the originators of death metal. The band doesn't really stay in only one lane when it comes to their death metal sound. They have the kind of approach where they take some of their favorite things from all kinds of styles and then mix them together. For example, maybe something from Doom, and then maybe taking something from Grind, and then mixing it together. When asked, Undergang believe that their band is mostly influenced by American, British, and Northern European death metal. And I think that you can hear this pretty well in their music. I can definitely hear some influences and things that kind of reminds me of bands like Entombed, Dismember, some Cannibal Corpse, Autopsy, etc. So, I mean, I would basically say that if you like this type of death metal, like these bands that I just mentioned, you should absolutely listen to Undergang, because I feel very sure that you'll love it. When it comes to the image of Undergang, the band is trying to portray the same thing visually as they do in their music. The band has described this as a slimy, sewage-like state of putrefaction and body horror. The logo of Undergang and most of the artwork for the band was created by David under the art moniker Ink Lesions. There's some really cool stuff on Ink Lesions, so I would also definitely recommend that you should check that out for some cool death metal artwork. I checked it out and I think that it's a lot of cool stuff on there, so definitely look into that as well. When it comes to the lyrics of Undergang, all album titles and lyrics are in Danish, which I personally really like, and I think that this is a really good idea to write lyrics in a native language like that. And to more or less quote David here, Undergang's lyrics generally deal with all sorts of horrific tales or murder, bodily decomposition, suicide, and all with a bit of tongue-in-cheek, grotesque fun about it, at the same time as it being absolutely horrendous. Something that will go lost on the international listener, but for Undergang and their Danish listeners, they try to make the lyrics as entertaining as they aim at their music to be to listen to. I felt that David really put this very well, so I decided to more or less quote him here. The reason that they decided to name the band Undergang is because they wanted a name that would represent the feeling that they wanted to portray with their music, and eventually found that Undergang was very fitting. And Undergang basically means something in the vein of like downfall slash doom. That's basically a pretty good translation of Undergang, I believe. As I understand it from what Undergang told me, it doesn't seem like the band really expected that many would really care about what they do internationally, which was, as far as I understand, at least partly a reason why they chose a name in Danish, and why they decided to write lyrics in Danish. It seems to me like it was originally meant to be aimed towards other Danish people, and not really for an international audience. And David believes that it's very enjoyable to write this type of lyrics in Danish, and that it kind of became a very interesting challenge. I believe that it's very clear by now that Undergang is a very active and hard-working band, and the number of Undergang releases also show this. They have released at least something almost every year, with the exceptions being 2008 and 2016. Undergang has, I think, about 5 full-length albums, 4 EPs, 2 live albums, 6 demos, 1 single, and 10 split releases. Oh, and something else that I would like to add here is that the first 3 albums released by the first lineup of Undergang are referred to by the band as the Döden Trilogy, basically meaning the Death Trilogy. All of the 3 album titles include the word death, the first one being Inhente av Döden, which I think basically means caught by death, or something similar like that. The second being Till Döden oss skilla, which means, you might have guessed it already, Till Death Do Us Part. And the third one being Döden Lea Alla Sår, which means Death Heals All Wounds. A pretty cool idea with having like a trilogy in that sense, in my opinion. When it comes to the future of Undergang, the band is hard at work with their upcoming album. Unfortunately, I don't know when this album will be released, or really any other details about it, because the band didn't tell me anything about it. anything more, at least, than that they're hard at work with it. I mean, all I can say right now is basically that hopefully we will get it soon. I would, of course, strongly encourage you to keep your eyes and ears open for this, because these guys are very serious with what they do, and I have a great feeling about the upcoming album. In addition, something else is that Undergang also has a great number of shows already planned internationally. As David wrote to me, I think we do well as a recording artist, but live is where the real fun is with Undergang. So if you get the opportunity to see Undergang live, I would personally strongly recommend that you should do it. As an ending note, David wanted me to mention that Copenhagen currently has a very strong death metal scene, including Undergang, of course, but also many other bands. David wanted me to specifically mention bands such as Ascendancy, Brode, Keoran, Dequisitor, Endless Glory, Frenelith, Septage, Sequestrum, and Strychnos. And in the center of all this, you can find the death metal label and record store called Extremely Rotten Productions, that has existed as a label since 2011 and record store since 2018. Having said that, I believe this is a great way to end the episode. We at Metal Verbalizers really appreciate that you've been listening to this episode until the end. If you like this episode and enjoy what we're doing as a podcast, then please give us a follow, like, comment, and share our episodes. This way you can support both us as a podcast and also the bands that we are verbalizing. Because each like, comment, and share really helps us to reach more people. So this would be greatly appreciated. We will be back next week with more verbalizing.